This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Guitar, the man could play an axe, dead at the age of 65. Riffs, solos, man, you name it, he had it. Eddie Van Halen, think of the group Van Halen. I can't tell you how many times in my life I had seen them in concert. Popular rock act, one of all time popular rock acts, I would say. So again, dead at the age of 65, he was battling cancer for about 10 years, throat cancer, and it was announced today that Van Halen had passed away. And I'll tell you what, he was known for all kinds of things. I am no musician, but I am a fan of musicians and seeing live acts, and Van Halen for me was definitely in my top five. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. It's not just Eddie Van Halen, also Johnny Nash, dead at the age of 80. Think I Can See Clearly Now. Ba, 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 ba. I mean, who hasn't heard that song? I don't care what age you are, whether you're in your early 20s or you're in your 80s. You certainly have heard that song, I bet, as you've been driving around and flipping around on the dial at some point. So he was known as the cool cat, cool customer. He was somebody who was one of the first non-Jamaican singers to record reggae music in Kingston, Jamaica, which was really a very, very big deal. So he was a pop artist, reggae guy, and he was certainly known for that classic hit song from 1972. So Johnny Nash, dead at the age of 80. Getting ready for that VP debate that happens on Wednesday, and there's all kinds of guidelines that have been flipped out there for how this one's going to happen based on what happened in the last presidential debate. And speaking of that, the next presidential debate is supposed to happen on the 15th of October. The president, who says he feels just fine, he's been cleared, he's fine, he says he's ready to roll for the 15th and anything else in between. So now it is a race to the finish line for what happens on November 3rd. I still am not convinced that we're going to be able to announce who the winner is on November 3rd. It may be one of those situations where it could be 10 days later, or maybe not 10 days, but I'd be stunned if we're able to say who it is, because I think it's really that tight. If you flip the polls all over the place, but sometimes, you know, how that goes as well, depending on who is polled. So there's so much happening. And there still is that storm that is racing through the White House. Every day there's at least three or four more people that are testing positive. White House top aide Stephen Miller tested positive for COVID-19. He's one of a couple of people in Trump's debate preparation. He was involved there, so he's tested positive. Something else that's happened that affects many of you listening, I'm sure, to this show is thinking that you were going to have another stimulus coming your way, because that's what we kept hearing. The stimulus is coming. It's going to happen, part two. Well, some people, first of all, haven't even gotten the first round of stimulus because they've got to go in and they've got to be able to figure out how to collect that money. Very easy. Go to IRS.gov if you qualify. And if you're uncertain as to whether you qualify, check it there. It's really easy to figure out. They've laid it out pretty easily for anyone to understand what that means. Now, for the second round, that's the key thing. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. And why? Because there is no agreement. There's nothing on the table that seems to pass muster for both sides. And so to me, that signals when the push is on for November 3rd that it's going to be an impossibility to make this happen. Even the president, he pretty much blew up the stimulus talks. And that's it. I mean, because it's not happening. There is no agreement on the $2 trillion, $1 trillion. So, you know, for months there has been a lot of pleading for this. The airline industry, one of those in line saying, help us, so we don't have to have these furloughs, these layoffs. Donald Trump tweeted out today that Nancy Pelosi is asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out what he said was poorly run, high-crime Democratic states, money that is in no way related to COVID-19. We made a very generous offer of $1.6 trillion, and as usual, she is not negotiating in good faith. I am rejecting their request and looking to the future of our country. I've instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we're going to pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small business. So while all that's happening, and we just had more furloughs from the airlines and Southwest saying they're in trouble, in the past, people go to a lot of normally wouldn't necessarily see there. Let me say something about this. Waiting for hours in cars, etc. Nobody should ever feel too proud. Nobody should ever feel like they have to slurk or shrug their shoulders because they're in this situation, because they're struggling, because something happened that they didn't have any control over, this SOB of a virus that has smashed into us since the beginning, pretty much, of 2020. When it came in like a storm in March, and now here we are, these many months later, just waiting to see when is this all going away? What's happening next? And that's what the president said. The president said, listen, I'm here to say that we need to reopen. We need to get back to work. And while he's fighting this virus, because technically he would still be in the fight, one thing that he's said is he said, maybe I'm immune to the coronavirus after he came back to the White House on Monday night. He still is getting treatment for the disease. Remember, he spent 3 days at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center after he tested positive for COVID-19, and that was like the earthquake that was heard around the world. And
we have
given
all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we've got an incredible author from the Netherlands who is now, like all of us, dealing with, you know, COVID and what's going on there. Linda Luisa Varela Tyson joins us, and her book is called The Torchbearer's Exorcism. And what has it been like for you? First of all, where do you live in the Netherlands?
I live in a town called Nieuwegein that's like 15 minutes by bus from downtown Utrecht, from the central station in Utrecht. And it's a very nice sort of a suburban town. Yeah.
A nice suburban town. So how are they dealing with COVID?
So up until now, it's been very interesting because in March and April at work, we were all sent home to work from home. And the prime minister was very clear that everybody should work from home as much as possible. But when you go grocery shopping or you go out, I walk the dog every day, you don't really see a lot of people keeping distance and nobody wears masks. There's a lot of controversy here in the Netherlands about whether you should wear a mask or not. And a lot of people feel it's a political debate or it's oppressive or, I don't know, many different things. But they're finally coming around and saying that you should be wearing masks at least indoors when it's crowded and you can't be keeping a distance from other people. And the prime minister on Monday, he gave a new press conference to say that because the R rate is so high, that definitely people need to start respecting the distance and they're going to start closing restaurants earlier, although they're still open, and trying to get the owners of businesses to motivate them to be the ones that enforce the rules. But there's still nothing obligatory here. Yeah.
Wow. For you, for what you do for a living, this is also comes into play somewhat with COVID too. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. I work in demand forecasting for a company called ICU Medical. and the demand for the products that the company sells has been heavily impacted by COVID, because obviously at first, with the spike of the critical patients, there was a huge spike in the things needed for a critical care bed. And then after that, with the fear that people have to go to the hospital, a lot of people don't want to get tested, and a lot of procedures have been delayed, or people, they think, well, I'll wait until things have passed, until I get it done. Due to all of that, the demand for the normal everyday kind of procedure things that we would supply for has gone down significantly. And I think it will probably stay low for quite a while.
Wow. Well, we look forward to having a conversation about your writing, which is so excellent, and the Torchbearer's Exorcism and other works that you have coming up as well. Thank you for sharing your story, and we look forward to speaking with you later this show.
Thank you very much.
All right, so looking at COVID-19, you know, I always give you what the rolling numbers are. Deaths in the United States, 211,000. That's out of 7.53 million cases that we know of. Recovered worldwide, by the way, 24.8 million. Deaths over a million in the world globally. People listening to us in places like where Linda is, and in the UK and Wales and, you know, Europe, all over the place. Big shout out to all of you. Stay safe. 35.7 million cases worldwide. And the race to the vaccine and the conversation about will you take the vaccine is also part of what, you know, has now taken place. There's all kinds of polls about that. Will you take it? And those numbers are actually pretty low. Some people thinking that, well, if you race to do this, is it really going to be safe to take the vaccine in, you know, the first place? And then there's other information coming out about the coronavirus. For the president and for the Republicans, you look at the coronavirus, and some are saying, well, this is a wake-up call. Is it a wake-up call? Is it, okay, listen, the president tests positive, the first lady tests positive, Chris Christie, the former governor, tests positive, a long list of people who have tested positive that were in the vicinity of people from the White House, whether you're talking about the debate, although it seems mostly the Supreme Court nominees, sort of coming out party, the announcement in the Rose Garden, and having a couple of receptions indoors at the White House. Now what's going on, if you're a strategist, right, and you've got to figure out, okay, you know, Hope Hicks, the senior advisor to the president, she had it, the main campaign brain gets it, Nick Luna, his personal aide, gets it, Kellyanne Conway, the former White House senior advisor, gets COVID-19, Rona McDaniel, the Republican National Committee chairwoman, gets it, and so you have to look at this from, if you look at it from these eyes, where you're talking about less than a month before the election, how do you play this? How do you put it out there? And I'd say one thing that the president has done, and this is the president, the fact that he tested positive, the fact that he emerged, that he talked about it, that he stood on the balcony in front of the TV cameras with some symptoms of the virus, removes the face mask, talks about what it was like, talks about getting through that. And you think, well, what? How else are you playing this? I mean, what else can they do? Somebody had a conversation with me today, a couple people, in a sort of a round table of a D.C. think tank. Wouldn't I love to have them on the air? But, of course, this is all cloak and dagger. And this conversation comes up. How do you strategize? How would you strategize with this? And here's the thing. You just got to, I think in this case, you just be transparent. So I think that is why standing there at the White House and doing what he does is this is what the president does. So he's out there. He's waving to the fans. He's jumping in the SUV, even though I'm sure the Secret Service was not thrilled about that. Then trying to do his best, of course, to look presidential, because this is either the end of the line or this is a continuation of staying at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and being the leader of the free world. But how would you play it? And I bring that up because I got a lot of email about what you would have done and why tweet half the things that are being tweeted and why not own it in a much, much different way, right? And is this causing many Americans to be a little bit more lax about the virus and kind of fight back against any kind of quarantine and other public health measures in ways that could contribute to COVID-19 spreading throughout the U.S. in bigger numbers than any other country and that so-called second wave becoming a tsunami? I think at this point, and I say this all the time in, on this show, and I have for the past decade, it's called adulting, and you have to decide for yourself how are, no one's coming to rescue you, number one, including your government, right? So how are you handling your response to COVID-19? Are you social distancing? Are you doing the things that you think will work based on all the information that's out there? That's what's key. The key is your filter. The key is what you see, not what you're being fed in any direction, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Because you have to decide. If you're the president, you get off of Marine One. You're in the White House South Lawn on Monday night. You walk onto that balcony, you rip off your medical mask because he's been criticized since he still has the virus for doing that. But you do that because you're saying, I'm staring this thing down. That's the way he operates. That's the way the president operates. Biden, it's a whole different game. This is how Biden operates. I'm wearing the mask. Jill's wearing the mask. Kamala Harris, who's debating Mike Pence on Wednesday, she's wearing the mask. We're doing the social distancing. We're emphasizing that. And we're talking about ways to what we think should happen, ways to eliminate that and why you need to do it. And, of course, the president now, as Mitch McConnell has said, gosh, 3 or 4 months ago, they're pushing the mask thing in a different way. But what's the narrative there? So it was interesting to see what the mailbag brought today, because so many of the comments were about the president and the coronavirus all over the map. We're going there next. Hang with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should not let COVID-19 dominate their lives in a message he delivered after leaving Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Monday. The president saying, don't let it dominate you, don't be afraid of it. As far as the president's health, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
he looks fine, as you can see the way he looked when he came out of the hospital. The issue is that he's still early enough in the disease. Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal, meaning going in the wrong direction and getting the trouble.
Fauci speaking there on CNN. During an NBC town hall, Joe Biden vowed to pass legislation for legal abortion if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed and the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. You're listening to USA Radio News. Plexiglass will play a part in this week's VP debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3M is working with international investigators to crack down on counterfeit N95 respirators. The respirators are considered to be the best protection against airborne pathogens such as COVID-19. 3M has helped law enforcement agencies make more than 1,200 seizures of counterfeit respirators worldwide. Authorities have seized more than 3.5 million fake masks since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joins us now. She's written a book called Effective Weapons to Stop Violence, Control Terrorism, and Curb Conflict, Promises of Peace, National Security, and Safety. Wow, who doesn't want that? And you see where we are now in the world. It's a perfect time to have a chat with Patience here on Author's Corner about her book and the impact I think this book can have on so many people and probably already has had. Patience, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Tell me about writing the book. What drove you to write this?
Okay. Well, what drove me to write this book was really based on my personal experience, you know. I fought a lot of, you know, spiritual battles. And I understood that the only way that I could come out of it was the method that I used in what I can call balancing natural laws. And it really helped me to cure what had, you know, come against me in forms of gang up and hatred, confusion, those types of disorders and, you know, conflict that way. And then I realized that based on what I was saying, this would help the world, everybody that is in any situation, whether of terror or personal, you know, difficulties. This was the method. And the method came out of the Bible, Katie.
Yeah, you know, the it's interesting. I want to say this. You are definitely a visionary. You're an entrepreneur mixed in with that. And, of course, you're an entrepreneur because of the Church of the Blood of Christ Temple and the fact that you're out there influencing people, helping them understand. What is that like for you to take things that happened and now help other people understand?
Okay. You know, first of all, there is no one that could be effective in really helping anyone without having a personal story to tell, something that could resonate with them, you know. And I knew that if I could overcome a personal difficulty as huge as that was, then that was what was the message for the public. And I'm already a public personality. I help people. You know, I push people into their dreams. I start them off on a new start. I encourage people. And that is what the Bible or the pulpit is all about. But how effective could you be unless you had a story to tell them, look, I've been there, done that. And if I came out of it, you can come out of it too.
Yeah, you know, the thing that you talk about that really just resonated with me, because for some reason we don't hear that as much, is promises of peace, national security, and safety. When you see what's happening now in the world, especially in the United States, and mm-hmm. see what's happening in some cities and what we've had going on, what do you say to people listening?
Okay. First of all, this book is about restoring peace back on earth whenever mm-hmm. peace is broken. Whenever peace has been usurped, withdrawn, taken, stolen from the earth, it can only be purchased back spiritually for economic, social, or political gains to manifest themselves again. Okay? This is far less costly, you know, Katie, than solving violence by heavy spending. For instance, in the case of the political situation or international conflict, you know, military spending, weapon laws, unjust legislation that only serve to arouse vengeance, okay? So the message is for humanity, really, for people, individuals in society, in our communities, whether nationally or internationally.
Yeah, and I think we're saying this here in this conversation, but what do you hope people take away from reading your book, Effective Weapons to Stop Violence, Control Terrorism, and Curb Conflict, Promises of Peace, National Security, and Safety? What do you hope to take away from that?
Okay, first of all, let's backtrack a little bit. What are we doing currently? What are the institutional remedies, you know, to treat violence or broken peace? Institutional remedies are broken remedies, really, because they are dependent upon mere talks without the power to purchase the peace back. Great institutions like the United Nations, Africa Union, and various international organizations, or even nations around the world, are battling surging levels of violence, instability, terror, and conflict. They all have one thing in common. They lack the power to purchase peace back. They lack the power to purchase security, which is much talked about, or safety. Because of a mentality that is rooted in negotiation, only negotiations to bring about peace. So just when these organizations believe that they are making inroads into bringing about peace, security, and safety in the consciousness of the people, boom, something disruptive occurs again, which helps serves to erode that consciousness. It is a broken peace consciousness, throwing the system back into fear, victimization, chaos, and terror. Mere human words lack the spiritual material or material power to oust state, you know, chaos. Whenever somebody reads this book, I want the readers to have hope and know that there is help, that fears can be remit. Now, our present social problems are not big enough to null the power of peace offerings. And the tool to oust chaos and violence is the peace offerings. Because peace offerings in the hands of a person who is intent on having the peace would have had to be the most sophisticated weapons imitating Christ crucified. Mm-hmm. Our brains are already wired for Christ-centered spirituality. So peace offerings do more than just what the legal system and the legislatives can do in bringing about social, political, or economic order for sustainability and human development.
Yeah. for you was, what was it like writing this book? I mean, it had to be kind of a labor of love in a way to open some other eyes.
Yes, because remember, I already have my career on the pulpit.
Yeah.
And you have to receive the revelation to meet people where they are at. It's useless reading something in the Bible without understanding what the Bible is trying to say, and then you just come out and regurgitate it as something plastic back to the people. You can sit at home and read that Bible, but until you receive a revelation about what you're reading, you really do, you're just saying what we all know. So how could peace offerings have been in the Bible and we didn't see it? How could Christ crucified would be one thing that serves unto salvation without understanding how we could treat our economic and political and social, you know, while we are still here on earth, how we could live peaceably with a measure of safety and security?
Yeah.
How would we not have understood that the Bible is concerned about unemployment issues or plagues or diseases or political stability and those types of things? They were all in the Bible. So it is upon careful reading the Bible, yes, labor of love, because I love the people that I touch. And so prayerfully, these things become manifest where if I understand what will give us, look, Katie, this is like the snake oil to our problem.
Yeah.
And it's not a man's work. It is what God himself has already given. It is Christ crucified. Peace offerings is the closest. And this is what I had to say. And I was surprised, you know, that it came out that way.
Yeah.
Peace offerings are the most sophisticated weapons imitating Christ crucified.
Yeah. Yeah. And you say
if
that
something can imitate yeah. Christ crucified, then, then that's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
To treat these levels of, you know, violence in our community, in our society, terrorism internationally, you know, intolerance and those types of things.
Yeah. Especially, boy, you talk about intolerance, you touch on that. Well, we could talk for a long time, patience, but let's tell everybody where they can get your book and where they can reach you.
Okay, this book is available in Amazon, and that includes the Kindle edition. The hard copy is less than $40, but I like to hear from people, too. I want people to be able to send, you know, if you buy the book, my contact is there, but for those who really need to touch base with me right now, you can email me at zionscause@gmail.com. That is Z-I-O-N-S. C-A-U-S-E @gmail.com.
Zion's Cause.
Then my phone number, yes. Then my phone number is 580-215-8694.
All right, Patience, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Katie, for having me.
All right, it's interesting. What I was attracted to about Patience in this book is what I said about the whole peace thing, the peace offerings. And, you know, she talks about in her book what we, our consciousness, and she talks about violence, terrorism, and conflicts pose a serious health threat. Of course, they thwart sustainability and obviously waste money, too, as well, and that violence is the issue in the criminal justice system and the dilemma in human rights protection. And her peacemaking, what she's saying, divine peacemaking eliminates hostilities universally, and this is what we talked about there, and banishes, you know, all types of fear, correcting the negative, righting the wrongs, that kind of thing, and then chaos would retreat. This is what I love, that word right there, that little, that's hashtag, chaos will retreat. Boy, don't we all want that. All right, thanks for listening to this version of Author's Corner and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Here we go.
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, I've been really excited to talk to this woman who's written a book that she's weaved such a good tale together. It's so easy to read, and I have the bad news to tell you that once you pick it up, you will not be able to put it down. So make sure that you have the time to read it because it's just excellent. And you know how I am. Certainly I read a lot of books, but this one was a page turner. So joining us now from the Netherlands is Linda Luisa Varela, Tyson, and she has such an interesting a story to tell in her book, The Torchbearer's Exorcism. And Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, it's great to be here.
So you heard my introduction, and it really is true. I don't just throw that out lightly because I read a lot, you got to pull me in, and you pulled us in right in the beginning. So the first question is, how'd you come up with this story, and why did you write the book?
So I've been ruminating for a long time on trying to do a romantic novel, and actually the source of the story comes from the fact that my first work has no romance in it, and the editors were a little upset. They had wanted there to be some romance, and I said, no, the first work is actually about employment. It's not a romance. So when I did the second one, I thought, okay, so this one we'll now do a romance. And I wanted it to be a sort of a funny, lighthearted college tale. But it evolved a bit when I got feedback from my friends, and they were more interested in the more serious and realistic side than the Animal House type experiences that somebody might have. So it ended up being a sort of an examination of relationships and how first relationships can mark your persona.
Boy, so true. And that's what really grabbed me. So you've nailed it, of course. The first relationships and how important that is. And we often that is blown off. It's sometimes it's what we say, you meet the representatives of people, right?
Yeah.
And then when you peel the layers, it's a lot different. And you get so much of that in this book. It's just absolutely rich. So tell us about the story. If you and I meet and I say, wow, the Torchbearer's Exorcism, tell me in a nutshell what it's about.
So the story is about Cherie, who is a girl who's in her first day at university when she falls in love instantly at first sight with a guy that she doesn't know, and the evolution of the relationship between her and David, and the way the relationship evolves has a lot to do with how she perceives relationships in general and the kind of gender roles she's been taught when she grew up and the kind of expectations that she has. And I think the most evident thing in the story between Cherie and David is the fact that she has her expectations and her thoughts, but she can't read his mind. And so she's constantly questioning what's going on the other side. And for good reason, it turns out at the end.
Don't give us the ending. Don't spoil it. Spoiler alert. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, I hope people can relate to the way a woman feels when she's going through her emotional ups and downs. I've gotten a lot of reader feedback that they find it really gratifying to read a story where they find themselves identified with the way the woman is thinking and feeling about her relationship and the way she's reacting to the men that she's interacting with. And so I hope that maybe different readers can take on a new perspective from the women's side.
Was it fun for you to write this book?
It was. It was especially fun at first, and then it started to be more introspective as I got the feedback that people were more interested in the more realistic side of the relationship and the more heart-wrenching bits. It started to become a bit of a catharsis and a bit of an exorcism of my own in the end. Yeah.
Wow. So in a way that's tough, right? But then you get through it and then you see the other side of that.
Exactly. And so does the character. So I think it's a very important message at the end that you should be able to be happy on your own. Whether or not you find the right person doesn't define who you are or whether your life is enjoyable.
Boy, that's an important message, that's for sure. Certainly with some of what we've seen, what people go through, and then how they come out on the other side. I love the title of the book, The Torchbearer's Exorcism. Was that just rattling around in your head, and how did you pull that out?
So I was thinking constantly about how she carries a torch and she keeps carrying the torch forever and ever and she really has a hard time letting it go. So I thought, you know, the whole process of the book is her way to exorcise that torch from her persona. And that's where that comes from.
So I can only imagine that there's more rattling around in your brilliant head, that you want to put some more stuff out there, more novels. What are you working on now?
I'm working on another sort of a romance, but a bit more lighthearted. So maybe a bit more of a comedy again.
And has it been fun writing that too?
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of fun to write. Yeah, I get to incorporate a lot of experiences and stories of different friends of mine from over the years. So I really like that.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell everybody listening to this, too, because we certainly have people listening to us overseas and in the States. So you have an interesting background. I think it's worth mentioning that you've lived in quite a few places. Tell the listeners about your traveling adventures and where you grew up.
So I grew up between Illinois and the United States in a place called the Quad Cities and Madrid in Spain. And when I finished university, I went straight to Madrid as soon as I could because I wanted to live there. But the job market in Spain is not so great, and it hasn't been for a long time. So I ended up going to the UK. I lived in Scotland for a while, and then I lived in England for about 10 years. And since Brexit, the vote for Brexit, I decided I wanted to leave. So now I'm in the Netherlands. I've been in the Netherlands for about 3 years now.
And I'm just thinking off the top of my head, you must speak fluent Spanish, I'm assuming, and the what we call the good kind, because I went to school in Madrid, Castilian Spanish, so it's a lot different. What's it like adapting to these different places? Is it kind of fun?
It is fun. It's a big struggle at first, and it's very exciting, and it's very tiring sometimes to have to figure out how to navigate different health service systems or the town hall when you need to register for something, or even, you know, how to get a bank account sometimes can be a challenge. But it's really exciting to be able to live new places and learn new cultures and understand how different people think. And I think that's a really important thing, because if you haven't lived in a place and really lived with the people, you don't really get their perspective. And you don't understand a lot of the experiences they have. I've often come across that when you try and explain something to different people, if they haven't lived in a similar situation, they find it really hard to believe. And also one of the things, going back to the book, it's one of the things I think is really important. Like, a lot of people, they don't understand the perspective of the other side of the relationship. And I think maybe it's a good thing if they kind of get a glimpse of it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that back around to it. That's why I asked you that question. So the Torchbearer's Exorcism, you can get that on Amazon. And how can people even get in touch with you?
I have a website. It's thetorchbearersexorcism.com, and I have a link there to my email, or there's a Facebook page as well for the book that you can easily message me through.
Yeah, and I like that as we're talking about here, we talk about the woman's perspective of what happens and the fact that she carries the torch. And as you said, the main message in taking this at the end is that, hey, you can get through that, and you've got to love yourself, basically, as you move through life. And that's clearly evident there. And because now we've seen that the world is changing for women in a big way in the United States, that certainly has broken in a different direction, and it's affected so many other people as well. And I think that's a good thing for all the guys listening too, who are incredibly supportive and want to see this happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And I think that clearly you the book is entertaining, and anyone can read it. Any adult can read it and absolutely be, I think, thrilled by it. I'm giving a copy to my nephew, who's 19. Beware of that first love. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.